Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Heyo. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Live and in living color in Phoenix, Arizona, coming to you live from the 8-Man Strong Global Headquarters. A lot of cool set last week, Super Bowl 54 Radio Row. This week, Phoenix, great food, some great conversation about to come up. And we won't start with great conversation, so let's start with, what's up, Matt?
Hey, good afternoon.
What's going on back in the home front?
You know, it's I'm going to be honest, it's a little bit of a down day for me. You know, last week was so exciting to be a part of Media Row at the Super Bowl that just a normal day in the life of a pizza man is kind of blah.
Well, you're back to doing what you do, and that's making pizza. I'm back to doing what I do live at another broadcast facility. It's pretty cool here. 8-Man Strong logos all over the building, a really sweet building, as a matter of fact. Just walking in right now, momentarily walking in, is Alex Kappa.
Nice. I didn't know Alex was going to be out there.
I made it.
Well, I didn't know if
you didn't have my mic turned up.
I did it. I was asking you to make sure. Alex Kappa due here in about a half an hour. But momentarily, we are trying to get a hold of Juan Adams, who fights on Saturday. Mirsad Bektik will be on. Lauren Murphy will be on. Dan Ega will be on. Ega, I think it is. And then Alex Kappa at the end of the show, who they've all said here at 8-Man Strong, Alex Kappa is their guy.
Do they make clothes big enough for a guy like Alex Kappa's size? That's my question.
Yeah, the guy that I just saw at the front door.
Big boy.
Kareem. Don't want to mess with that guy. He's a large individual.
The guy at the door is a Marine. He is no longer in the military, but once a Marine, always a Marine.
That's correct.
Right. All right, so we're going to talk about the Super Bowl and the experience, Radio Row, and all that kind of stuff in a little bit. First and foremost, let's get right into it. UFC 247 right around the corner. Normally, I'd be broadcasting there, but because we're here at 8-Man Strong today, we're doing this by phone. Let's go out to our first fighter for Saturday night, Juan Adams. Juan, how are you? Juan, are you there?
No. Yeah, I'm here. Are you there?
Yep, we're here. Good to have you on. Talk about what it's going to be like. Is there more pressure with you basically fighting at home this weekend?
No, not at all. You know, I haven't been training. I haven't been doing my whole camp here, so there isn't that, you know, hometown interaction vibe and feel. If anything, you know, it's a little bit surreal for me because, you know, I used to go to a lot of Rockets games in Toyota Center, right? I've always seen people competing there. I've never gotten a chance to compete there. And even when I was working, you know, doing nightclub stuff down in Houston, a lot of the Rockets players or those athletes, you know, guys that had just played in Toyota Center would come through and, you know, I'd hook them up and everything. And they didn't know who I was. Nobody knew who I was. And, you know, even though a lot of people supported the journey, you know, they would go watch my fights locally. Most of them don't ever think that they're going to get the opportunity to see you compete in Toyota Center on a pay-per-view event, nonetheless.
Sure. Are you going to need to block that out and kind of forget, you know, that you're at the Toyota Center come Saturday when you're making the walk?
You know, when I'm making that walk, none of that really factors in. It's all I really see is the cage. I see the fans on the way in. I hear the music. And once the octagon doors close, you know, that's when all the butterflies tension normally hit. You know, you have a moment in the locker room, you have a moment right when you're walking out, and then you have that moment when the doors close.
Let's talk a little bit about some of your loves and passions, which when I did my 22 and a half seconds of research, I found out we both have likes together. I understand you're a big wrestling fan.
Yes, amateur wrestling as well as entertainment wrestling. I actually had a WWE tryout in Orlando right after my third pro fight, so... It was one of those things where they said, you know, if you're going to do this, you're going to have to stop doing MMA. And I wasn't ready to give it up at the time. So here I am.
Tell us some, and the reason I'm asking you this about your, and we'll go scripted wrestling first. Who are some of those performers that you like watching?
No, I always loved The Rock. I was always a very big fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker. John Cena was amazing. And then some of the lesser-known guys, you know, I loved Eddie Guerrero. I loved watching Carlito. I loved his blend of athletic ability and size. He's an amazing athlete.
Can you take any of that as you're, you know, watching them either on TV or in person, or one of the first gifts that I'm about to tell you about in a second? Can you?
Can I what? Can I take it? Are you there? Hold on, I think the call failed again.
Yes, hello? Can you take it?
Oh, yeah. You know, watching it, I still enjoy watching it. Even after doing a tryout and being around it, it definitely, I still enjoy it. There's always the entertainment aspect there for me. I'm always entertained by the stuff. You know, one thing I learned in the tryout is no matter, even though it's just entertainment, you know, that is still wear and tear on your body, and that stuff does hurt.
Well, normally I do this at the end of our chat, but one of the things I like to do is always thank my guests for coming on, and we're not there yet, but I want to tell you that I am going to send you a box of WWE, WWF, WCW DVDs. I'm going to send you a full box, 10, 12, 15, 20 of them.
Oh, man, that would be great because I don't have cable at Jackson Wink. I live in the fighter dorm, so that would be awesome.
Yeah, we'll take care of that here in a little bit. The other thing that I noticed, and I didn't even know this, is they're going to make, and I think my son said not a remake, but a TV show, right, about Mighty Ducks, which is one of my favorite movies, and I'm not a movie guy. Tell me, what's going on? Why are they doing this?
I don't know, and I'm not, honestly not too happy about it. I don't like the idea of adapting. There's some movies that you could adapt into a series. I thought they captured the magic, the pacing, everything perfectly with the original three Mighty Ducks. All three of them I love. You know, I actually just watched D2 and D3 the other day before I flew out here. I bought them all on Amazon Prime before they became available on Netflix and Disney Plus. Like, I'm a huge fan of those movies. I don't think they should be touched. I don't think they should be remade. You can't get the original cast. You know, I thought it was pure magic that they caught, and it's one of my favorite non-musicals to watch.
I agree with you 100%. I bet you thought we were going to talk more about the fight on Saturday, but instead, quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All right, so I also saw that you're a Little Debbie's guy. Now, is it just Little Debbie's or all sweet?
I like them all. Little Debbie's just my favorite. They have the greatest range of variety. Items are just much better done than any other one. My favorite fruit cake ones were Mrs. Baird's, though. Mrs. Baird's makes an awesome lemon cake. I love their lemon pie and their peach pie. The apple pie and the cherry one I can do without, but their lemon and peach are on point.
This is the first time in 38 years of me being a broadcaster that I'm giving gifts in the middle of the show where I normally do it at the end of the chat. But we're also going to send you a package from another one of my sponsors. It's called Wicked Good Cupcakes. They were on Shark Tank, and they want to send you a box of cupcakes so you can try them, and they can become your favorite.
If they take that candle, if they take that flame, carry the torch on, I'd be happy. I'd be happy to promote them just as much as I promote Little Debbie. That's a tough bill to follow, though. You know, the strawberry shortcake rolls are my go-to right now.
Well, we'll see, you know, if they can step it up. Talk about, you mentioned going to Jackson Winklejohn. Talk about what that process was like, because I know Greg has told me that, you know, it's not just you can knock on the door and walk in and start training there.
No, you know, when I went out there after my WWE tryout in 2018, I briefly met Greg. I did most of my stuff with Coach Wink out there. And Coach Wink was like, man, we got to get you down here. We can do a lot with you. And I was kind of in one ear, out the other. I was younger at the time. I thought we had it all figured out. And, you know, after my last two fights, I sat down with my coaches. I sat down with my mentors. I sat down with my sponsors. And I sat down with my manager. And, you know, they all said the same thing. This is probably the best move for me because they have heavyweight there. They have body there. They have a young group of up-and-coming 85-205ers of heavyweight. It'd be a really smart move for me. And anytime you get to go and mentor and be mentored by someone like a John Jones, or you can sit there and watch and see how they do things, how him and Holly and these other top-level guys are doing things, you can learn from that. So we talked about it, you know, everyone except one person agreed, so that I took that as a really good sign, and it was time to go. So I talked to my mentor, told him I was interested. They sorted everything out, and then they said they were ready whenever I was ready to move out there. I was planning to get out there in December, but right after I decided to make the move, right after we got it all set, that's where I was going. We got a call with an offer for my next fight. So we pushed my move-in date up a couple of weeks. I threw all my training equipment and my TV in my car and drove out there.
And that's when you know an athlete is taking it, you know, to the next level. I don't want to say serious, but taking it to the next level. Pack up, move into the gym, you know, and it is now your life. So let's talk about that real quickly. Saturday night, UFC 247 on the main card. What can we expect to watch when you enter the cage?
You're just going to see a much different fighter, a much more collected, calm, cool fighter. And I'm going to be a lot more composed in there. So I'm going to be sticking to a game plan, obviously. You'll still see, you know, the athletic ability, but everything down to my stance has changed. So it's just going to look like something you guys have never seen from me before. Hello?
Yeah, so we're having a really bad connection here in Phoenix. I apologize, Juan. That's why I'm our show is over, I'm boarding the plane and I will be out there on Saturday. Definitely looking forward to it. We'll talk more on Saturday after your fight, but we have a third gift for you as well for coming on and putting up with our bad internet connection. We're going to send you out some 8-Man Strong gear as well.
Oh, awesome, man. That stuff is dope.
We'll get all of your information. We're going to put you on hold. They're going to take care of all the information, and we'll have it boxed up and shipped out to you ASAP.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Well, I appreciate it.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Bain's Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Bain's Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
All right, we are back coming to you live from the 8-Man Strong Global Headquarters. Internet connection is... iffy.
Restored.
Yeah.
Spotty.
It's spotty. That's spotty. The word. Well, I'm all the way in the back, so maybe I'm too far away from the router. I don't know. But when I drop, Matt's going to jump in, hopefully, and that's not a good sign. But
the keys are handed off. The reins of the show are handed off to you, Matt.
Which just means the show is going to proceed.
Well, it will go nowhere fast, so you can catch back up.
Just like you're driving. Just like you're driving.
I can second that.
Hey, I did a great job in Miami, driving around like a maniac.
You didn't get to be a maniac till the last night because you were so set on going to the Big Give party, which was cool.
It must have rubbed off on you because you've been giving away a lot. I mean, you've been giving away gifts in the middle of the show, and prizes like Luis Pena was training at American Top Team. You're like, hey, let me mail you, send you some stuff. He's like, what's your address? He's like, it's upstairs. So.
Was it?
Yeah, well, he lives at the gym just like Juan does. And that's why I said that, that's taking it, not that other athletes that do not live at the gym, obviously they're taking it serious as well. But for them to pack up, move into the gym, you know, a dorm style, you know, like Luis Pena, like Juan Adams, you know, that's how you get to the next level.
I just got a text message. You also gave some people lollipops, too, from what I heard.
I did.
So you are in the giving mood.
I am. It's the first time I've ever given prizes or gifts in the middle of the chat.
Yeah, you jumped right into it. You were very excited. You're like, wait a minute, I cannot wait.
Well, you know, he's a wrestling fan. I wanted to go, but the connection, you know, was spotty, so we had to stop.
And that's why you started giving away the gifts, too.
No, that's not why. I wanted him to talk about, because he likes the collegiate wrestling as well. And Toolbox, you know, is more the basketball guy. And I said that I'd rather go to the NCAA wrestling tournament than the NCAA basketball tournament. So I kind of wanted to ask, you know, Juan, but I knew I would drop it, then Matt would talk him into picking basketball over wrestling.
Well, this weekend you can talk.
Well, basketball is my favorite sport. Besides the UFC. All right, it looks like we lost Randy again. All right, so for those of you tuning in, this is Knockout Radio coming to you live. I'm back here in Tampa Bay. As you know, last week we were broadcasting live from Media Row in Miami. Randy and Sean are in Phoenix at the 8-Man Strong headquarters. I'm sure you guys are in a huge metal building with a lot of metal rafters above you, so that's probably why your internet connection is spotty.
Yes, we are. There is a lot of metal. There's a lot of 8-Man Strong gear as well.
Yeah, so I wear an extra large, so if that helps you with your shopping.
Oh, I'm going shopping. Yeah, there will be some shopping at the end of this program, and I will have a very large, bearded, long-haired dude with me.
And that guy is?
Alex Kappa.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Santa Claus.
No.
That's where Santa gets his gifts for Christmas.
Very well could be. Hey, you know, Super Bowl was last week. You know what's this week, right?
UFC fights in Houston?
UFC 247 in Houston, but it's also the start of the XFL this weekend.
It is.
Oh.
So football does not end. The Vipers, I believe, are in New York.
The New York Guardians. I believe at MetLife Stadium.
Dave Bautista going to be there?
I don't know. I just saw him at the ride at Disney. Did a great job.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he's the Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout ride. He's got a little part in there, keeping himself relevant.
Very cool. So go ahead. Yeah, I want your number one experience, your number one conversation, whether it was being media or being a toolbox. You know, what's the first thing that comes to mind? Miami Super Bowl 54.
Man, I mean, it was a whirlwind. I would say the thing that took me back the most was just like how many of my childhood idols or sports figures, icons were just sitting at a table nonchalant, just, you know, doing another day, you know? So it was kind of cool to see that perspective. I mean, for the religious folks out there, obviously meeting and taking a photo with Joel Osteen, the pastor.
How much did you donate to his palace to get the photo?
Well, I told him, it was in the mail, you know, and I was like, hey, I know you don't know who's going to win on Sunday, but maybe your guy upstairs does, you know, if you could help me out with the line betting. But you know, MC Hammer was cool. I mean, you know, it's just like amazing to see all different spectrums of the A-list celebrities, from entertainment to music to sports, all in the same place at the same time, and just really just hanging out, just having a good time and sharing stories. Accessible.
Sean, let me ask you this. You know, Matt said something that, you know, I never like, and I've always said I didn't have sports idols, A, because of what I've done for 30-plus years, B, you know, being involved with the Cardinals when I was in high school. But would you say Rocky Balboa is a sports idol of mine?
Yes.
Yeah, you know, because I was getting ready to rip him, I'm like, well, maybe I'm that way towards Rocky Balboa.
You are. Not Sylvester Stallone, but Rocky Balboa.
Sly's cool, but Rocky Balboa is the greatest.
He is.
Greatest. John Anik used to say Brian Stan was the greatest living American. I think it's Rocky Balboa.
Oh, you got to put Hogan above Stan all day long.
Above Stan, but not above Rocky Balboa.
No one's above Rocky.
Well, exactly. No, I agree with you 100%. All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's hit this break so we can get ready for our next interview. Hopefully, the internet, I'm going to go kick the router and kick some things, so we'll get that ready. Mersad, right around the corner, coming to you live from 8-Man Strong Global Headquarters, which is equal to the Staff Zone Global Headquarters in Roswell, Georgia. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Soap. Be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bomber Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona today. Last week, the Super Bowl. Today, Phoenix. Tomorrow or the day after, I'll head out to Houston to UFC 247. On the phone with us right now, another competitor for this weekend, Mirsad Bektish. Mirsad, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon, guys. I am wonderful. Chilling like a villain.
We appreciate your time. Do you enjoy fight week?
Yeah, you know, it's a there's different perspectives to it. It's like an exam, right? You're kind of nervous for it, but you're ready to get it over with. You're ready to, you're ready to move on to the next thing. So, yeah, right now especially, I am enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to my performance.
A lot of fighters, they like to block out a couple days leading up to the fight. They kind of don't want to think about it, and a lot want to think about it. Which one do you fall into?
Well, I'm a big thinker, so I probably think about it all the time. It's just more in what context I'm thinking about it in. So, I just think about, my training. I think about kind of my strategy, and then I also give myself time away from it. I do other things. So I embrace it, sometimes I just fall into, there's no more video study, there's no more talking about it. Now it's just like being in the present, being mindful, and then, trusting my preparation, which has been going on for quite some time now. And just trusting the process.
When you get to a city, whatever that city may be, you have a fight that weekend. It's a business trip, but depending on the city, do you try to get out, to release and, just walk and see the city, or is it business 100% of the time, train, go to the room, rest, go back and do a little more training and get ready for Saturday? Which is it?
Right. So typically fight week for me, there is no more training. I typically don't put the gloves on again till fight day. So most of the fight week is like massages, jacuzzi, stretching, walking, lots of recovery things, and losing weight. So I'm walking, I'm in restaurants. It's just another day in the office for me. It's just chill. I'm normal, right? Just like you, right. You go to the restaurant, you eat, you go to the gym. So it's pretty much the same for me, except
let me jump in and correct you. I may do the restaurant thing like you. I certainly don't do the gym like you.
Not yet.
Or not ever. Who knows?
We'll get you going. We'll get you set up.
We will talk on Saturday after your fight in the media room, and we'll do some gym talk. What's the funniest thing that's happened in the middle of a fight? And I always bring up, I was talking to a fighter, and he said that he was fighting Dennis Siever, who we all know is German, and his corner was talking in German, and he said for about 8 or 10 seconds, he kind of just saw the movie Inglourious Bastard, and then he caught himself like, I'm in a fist fight. What's the craziest, strangest thing that's happened to you?
Oh, man, I got a great story. So I was fighting for Titan FC. It's another show, I think. Yeah, it's on UFC Fight Pass Florida. Now.
Uh-huh. It's so in Florida, based in Florida.
Yes, based in Florida. It was about my fourth or fifth professional fight. And I'm fighting this tall, lanky African-American fella named Black Samurai was his nickname. And I remember, I shook hands with him. He's very friendly. I shook hands with him, big old hands. I was like, damn, I got to fight this guy. And so anyhow, just to make the story short, we jump, we get into octagon, fight starts. I'm beating him up. I drop him. I'm on top of him, beating him up. And this corner is yelling for him to get up and try to do this and try to do that. And he's like, and he starts talking. He's like, man, damn, only if they knew how heavy you were, then I would do it. But damn, you're beating me up. And I was just like, wow, I can't believe this dude's talking to me. And so it just made it very awkward. So that's my story for your question.
No, I like it. That's very good. Can you hear, crowd? Can you hear fans? And, anytime we all go to a fight, all these people are yelling. Some are involved, with you or the team that's fighting. Mm-hmm. Can you decipher that voice and who you're supposed to listen to other than the coach?
Definitely. You can definitely decipher, your coaches. And I think that just comes in, the context of how focused are you, right? So, leading and when you walk in, you're hearing people, but at least me for myself, I'm pretty focused and everything. I just decipher everything. I'm just listening to my song and my dancing and my groove, very relaxed. Once I get in there, crowds for the most part is pretty, cheering either you or your opponent. And then, the only time I pretty much hear the crowd is, if somebody lands a good shot or a nice takedown, they're like, ah, you hear that sense. So you have to be very in control of your emotions, because if you get hit hard, you can't just freak out and try to punch your opponent as hard as you can, because that's typically how you get hurt even more. So, and then sometimes I'll hear my coaches, I hear my coaches great, but sometimes I'll hear my opponent's coaches and the advice they're giving him. So it's pretty unique.
Is it better to fight somebody whose language you don't understand? Because a lot of times, I would assume, you know, you're trying to decipher, you're listening to your corner and coaches, and then you hear the opponent who's speaking English, and you're trying to decipher that. Is that too much going on?
No, I mean, for me, I think I prefer being able to understand what they're saying and just to, you know, they're yelling things out to him, and I think my brain, the way I'm wired, at least, my brain is catching those triggers that they're saying, and I'm aware of them and watching out for them.
I was commentating a fight once with a former WEC/UFC fighter who had friends that were fighting, and I didn't catch it at first, but he would like talk, you know, as we're doing the commentating, as to what both fighters should do. And I'm watching both fighters are listening to what this guy was saying and both trying to do what he was saying as in the commentation. I thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's hilarious. And that's typically how it goes, right? Like, I mean, I think an intelligent fighter will probably, I mean, it sounds like these guys were somewhat intelligent. And, I mean, that's what I would do. I would, you know, if anything, sometimes it's a bit annoying when coaches are talking some trash in the corner. You know, like, dude, like, I'm going to mess this kid up. But as far as, like, strategy goes, I'm all ears. I'm, you know, taking in all the information they're yelling out.
What are some other sports that you either watch or follow or played growing up? I mean, you're still a whole lot younger than me, so you may still be playing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what are some of your other loves and passions?
Oh, man, I have so many passions outside of fighting. So I run a nutrition business on the side, Vectage Fitness Nutrition, so I help people lose weight or gain weight or maintain or just build some healthy habits. So I'm pretty passionate about that, learning, getting certified in different organizations. Taking some psychology courses online. I'm the best when it comes to physically, so I would just want to make sure I'm the best when it comes to being mentally strong, as just as I am physically. So I've been taking psychiatry courses online. Outside of that, you know, I love walking. Me and my fiance, we typically go for regular walks daily in the forest or in the, you know, in the regular streets. I really love that. In the summer, we're always biking everywhere to the gym or to the market. I love going to the soccer games. I have a friend who's a professional soccer player for the Montreal team, so we go watch those. I have a lot of interest.
You stay pretty busy and active. That's cool. Finally, let's talk about the main reason that you're on today. We want to get to know you. We want the national audience to get to know you. But business at hand, Saturday night, you get back in the octagon. Tell us what we can expect to see in your fight against Dan Iga.
I think you can expect to see a very handsome man in me, you know, shredded, top form, physically good looking and very skilled in what he's doing, and very dominant at his specialty. I think that's what the fans can expect. You know, they can really, I think they will really appreciate the skill set in all aspects of mixed martial arts and fitness in general, like what I bring to the table. I think that will be very, very obvious.
So is he going to be overwhelmed by your good looks?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think by my good looks, definitely. And, but my physique also. And most importantly, by my performance and my skill set and my strength and my conditioning and my skill set. I think just I can put it all together very well.
Very good stuff. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. You can talk to me about the gym and how to lose weight. And for awesome. Giving us a couple minutes of your time, we're going to put you on hold and send you out a care package from 8 Man Strong, some shirts and hats. And we certainly do appreciate awesome. Your time.
Thank you so much. I look forward to meeting you Saturday. Thank you for having me on your show. And thank you to Houston. It's an amazing city. I really, really love it. And, you know, amazing people. And I'm very excited to perform for you guys.
Awesome. It'll be a lot of fun. UFC 247 on Saturday night. Thank you for your time. A lot of good stuff. We're almost at, well, let's go hit this break real quick so that we stay on track back at the fathership. I have to say that because they always say mother. And when we come back, I'm going to stick my head out the window here at 8-Man Strong and see if the very large offensive lineman, Alex Kappa, is in the house. Coming to you live from 8-Man Strong, this is Knockout Radio. I almost said this is Staff Zone. I'm so used to saying it. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live every Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. And as we talked about this week, we were at the Super Bowl down in Miami. There was a huge gala event on Saturday night. It was called the Big Game, Big Give. It was at a $65 million mansion. And, you know, it was cool to see Jim Brown honored.
I know who's
going to
buy that house.
Who's going to buy it?
I know who's going to buy it. So the Big Give, Big Game was event Saturday night. Jamie Foxx was there. Jim Brown was there. O.J. Howard was there. But you know who's going to buy the house? The guy who just picked up the headset and he's sitting down. Alex Kappa.
Oh, my gosh.
What's up?
How we doing?
You going to buy that $65 million home?
I got a long way to go before I think about that.
Two putting greens on the top of the house.
Was that awesome?
It was awesome.
Yeah.
You couldn't move around because it was just so packed. But a lot of cool stuff going on. What's going on with you in your eight-man strong? We're going shopping in an hour, just so you know.
Are we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, I'm just living the dream, dude. Living the dream training out here.
You don't live here during the off season. You're just training, or is this?
I live in Phoenix.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I thought you were still that surfer guy.
Nah, me and my fiance in Phoenix. She's killing the game. You know.
Everything good? Did you watch the game?
I did.
What
were,
was,
you, were you there for the actual game?
No, we drove back. We left 10 o'clock Saturday night. I don't want to go to the game.
I figured you
would. I truly don't.
I figured you wouldn't, but I don't know if you got tickets or something.
You know, with that said, if you guys were in, maybe, well, not maybe, I would want to be there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my favorite thing that I've ever been to, that I've ever experienced, was the 02 season, the 03 game, just because, you know, it was all my guys. Michael Pittman, who lives out here as well, we're going to go hook up with, and, you know, Allstott and Brooks and Sapp, and, you know, it's all the guys that I did everything with, but I didn't care about the game. I didn't care who won the game.
Did you watch it?
It was on. I don't want to say I watched it. For the first time, I was more interested and into the commercials.
Wow. What'd you think? What took the cake for you commercial wise?
Well, it was funny. What's the dude who I got the photo with, Matt, with the big Nas Nas?
Oh yeah,
Little Nas X.
Nas X, is that what it is?
Yeah, Little Nas.
Super nice guy.
Killing the game.
Yeah, I liked that commercial too.
Well, it was a good commercial.
It was probably my favorite. I know there was one or two that Sean and I talked about earlier, but that's the one that sticks out. Which ones did you like?
I like Smart Pack, dude. That was my favorite one.
Oh, the Pack the Cow one? Yeah. See, I don't even remember what it was for. I just remember that one Saturday Night Live comedian that kept saying, Pack the Cow, Pack the Cow.
That David Ortiz popped in at the end, too. It's a good commercial.
I got to talk to Big Poppy for a minute or so.
How's that?
Radio Row was cool.
Yeah.
Have you been on a Radio Row? Do you need to get to a Radio Row?
Yeah, when I freaking play, then I'll be there.
Well, no, you won't. If you're playing, no, no. There's
like a big party scene, or what is it?
Well, no, Radio Row is all the radio shows doing, you know, their shows. So nobody's really there. I don't think any active player was on Radio Row.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it would probably be frowned upon.
You had Dana White on there, though.
I did. Awesome. I did. Yeah, it was cool. You know, I talked to him from time to time. Haven't had him on the show in probably close to 17 years.
Really?
And last time they were, well, not last time they were in Miami, but that's when he was on UFC 42, I believe. Deontay Wilder was there. Had a little chat with him, so I'm looking forward to that fight. Who do you like in that fight?
Awesome. You know, the first fight, I honestly was like kind of rooting for Tyson Fury. Like he had the comeback, the whole story. But now I think I'm with Deontay Wilder the whole way. I think he's going to knock him out. Got to support the American, too, right, in this rematch. It's going to be awesome.
I like them both. So, you know.
You know both guys?
No. I like Tyson Fury. I like the story. I like he thought he was the Undertaker, the way he sat up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Deontay did the show at the Super Bowl last year. Was awesome. Talked to him. His guys didn't want me anywhere near him and kind of pushed me a little bit. And I misunderstood. I was trying to get out of his way, and he was trying to say, I'm going that way, because gotcha. I kind of got out of the way. So he got a little, and I'm like, you know, I'm not trying to interview him. I don't
want
a photo.
You don't want to mess with
right,
him.
Right, no, for sure. And, you know, Deontay did his couple things, and then the guys kind of, like, looked at him. So he turned around, and we talked. And I like him. I really do like him. Who do you like in the upcoming fight, Matt?
I would go with Deontay. I think he's going to take this one. But Deontay doesn't realize that just moments before that engagement, that Dana White called you the OG. And so, you know, I think Deontay Wilder and his people were in a lot of trouble if they messed with you, my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Dana was giving you some props, too.
He was.
Mad props. Now,
I'm so old that I had to ask what OG meant.
Wow. Even though OG doesn't know the OG?
I didn't know that's what the OG stood for.
See, that's the thing. Usually people get these kind of awards and accolades, like Jim Brown receiving the philanthropic award Saturday night. It's after you're retired. After you're done, they give all these awards.
Or after you're dead.
But Dana gave it to you while you're still active in the media corps. Like, do you know how big that is, Randy? The OG of the UFC fight game.
And when the interview ended and Dana got up and you know, I told him about the arcade one-up box that we're going to send him, which was kind of cool. And I said, I'll see you next week in Houston. I found this funnier than the OG thing. I said, I'll see you next week in Houston. He goes, you are a savage. I did think that was kind of... Are you excited about Saturday? Are you going to watch the fights?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch the fights.
Who do you like?
I mean, to me, those two champs can't lose, right? Like, those are two of the fights that I feel like you have to pick them. Are you going to pick against Valentina?
No, this week is John Jones. Is Valentina fighting this week, too? Is she?
Okay. Yeah, and so I can't pick against her, and I can't pick against John Jones.
How can you pick against John Jones?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Even though it looks like he might be just been cruising his last couple of fights, he's still going to... He's John Jones.
But he's...
I think they're both this weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I was thinking ahead as well and kind of lost, you know, the little space that I have up there. You know, somebody asked me about John Jones, and I said it's going to be a lot like really any of them. I mean, I'm going to pick John Jones until he finally loses.
Yeah.
Even if I think John Jones can lose, could lose, and will lose, I'm going to stick with John Jones because he hasn't.
You'd be an idiot to pick
him. He hasn't. You know, and the only loss, he really didn't lose. No. He did lose. It was a DQ, and it's a loss, and it's a loss on the record. It'll never change. It'll always be a loss, et cetera, et cetera.
But he smashed him.
Matt Hamill. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see a lot of good fights. We had Juan Evans on, or Adams on.
Yeah.
I'm now a huge fan just from talking to him.
Love it.
Wrestling guy.
Yeah.
He's a food guy. He's a snack guy. So it's right up my alley.
There you go.
The last guy we talked to said that he was talking about his typical day. And, you know, he said how, you know, he seeks out restaurants and gyms. He goes, kind of like you. I go, well, the restaurants, maybe. I want absolutely none of the gym. So, you know, what else did you think about last week, Matt? I'll throw you a softball.
Matt had a good week. That's the rumor going around.
I had a great week. Yeah, I mean, I'm not at the 8-man strong headquarters, you know, on a shopping spree like you guys, but I'm having a good week.
Matt had, let me be real honest, because it's the only way that I know how to be. Matt had a 78.5% great week.
Okay.
And we had a talk. When did we have the talk? On Sunday?
Yes, Sunday afternoon.
On Sunday? I said, you would have been within your rights to punch me in the face once or twice.
What'd you do?
I lost my mind on Toolbox. You know, so he was great 78% of the time. You know, a couple times.
The problem I have, Alex, is that, you know, I'm used to being on the star side of the camera lens. It's hard for me to be on the other side, like reporting on other people's achievements.
Hold on a second, Toolbox. I'm not calling you Matt anymore. You are now Toolbox for the rest of our
listen. If good looks can give you an advantage in a competition of martial arts, you know, like we just heard, then, you know, I deserve to be on the A-list of the celebrity list.
When have you been in front of the camera? I'm just curious.
Well, all the time. For the GQ magazine, Elite Athlete of the World, that one was pretty cool.
He was in the GQ magazine.
There you go.
A short, small one.
How many GQ magazines have you been in, Randy?
About the same amount of GQ magazines I've read. So go ahead. So you had an article in GQ. I'll give you that.
Well, Usain Bolt was also featured as an athlete.
It has nothing to do with it. It doesn't matter who else. Hold on, Toolbox. It doesn't matter who else is in the magazine. You were in it. I give you credit. That's not in front of the lens. I'm okay with that. But when were you in front of the lens?
Well, when I did the bike ride to New York City, every city I did a press conference. So I was in front of the world stage. I was big in Australia. Australia 7, the morning show. I think I was on Australian TV more than in America.
All right. Then I think that's where you need to move to.
And you know that I'm huge in Afghanistan. So we have that.
Yeah. Okay. I guess he is. Or at least, you know, he certainly thinks he is. And, you know, that's for sure. Well, we have 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Lauren Murphy right around the corner. We're going to get into what Alex Kappa's been doing, how he's working out, how he's relaxing, and
how
he is.
How's the pizza game coming, Alex? How's your pizza game?
How's your pizza game?
Oh,
we'll talk about it. We'll talk about that when we come back. We are at the top of the hour. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone, coming to you from the Ape Man Strong headquarters. We'll be right back. My bitch, watching
every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.